Good morning, my creative friends. I hope you all are well on this beautiful Tuesday morning. I am so happy to be with you and just super grateful lately. I feel like things are running smoothly. I've been getting a lot of amazing reviews from you guys. So thank you so much for taking the time to let me know how much you love the podcast and how much you love my work with you. It just fills my soul up, right? Like, you know, we do these things because we love to do them, right? I have like this huge passion with connecting to the creative community and just building these paths of like real healing and just deeper conversations and understanding meanings more. All of that good stuff that just makes me feel good inside. So I super appreciate you guys being a part of my passion and a part of the reason why I share so much. Because honestly, if it was just for me, I wouldn't share it with the world like this. I would just write it in my journal, right? But it's all for you guys. And I super appreciate the feedback that you've given back to me. But if you haven't and you'd love to leave me a review, especially on the podcast, it really helps Apple to rate my podcast and show it to more people. So if you haven't had a chance to review, please go ahead and do that. Just scroll to the bottom and do write a review. I would really appreciate that. I wanted to share with you guys today about creativity and also give you my biggest tip for being able to really harness that ability at any given time whenever you need it, just to make sure it's available for you. So let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. So depending on what career choice you have or what hobby you have, creativity may look a little bit different, whether you're a photographer or maybe you're a website designer or fashion designer. I definitely have a few of those listening too. Whatever it is, you being able to create things is the ultimate goal, right? That is the space that you want to be in the majority of your work. And so it is so important then for us to be able to set up our lives to be open to creativity when it comes. Because again, it's not something that we force, like so many other things I talk about on this podcast. We can't force our way into creativity, right? Like, have you ever sat there knowing you needed to finish a certain project and just been so clouded with all of the decisions or not feeling like you had clarity on what you needed to do, or maybe just like there's something about this that doesn't look right or doesn't feel right, and the creativity is absolutely not flowing in that moment? Have you been there? Okay, I know all of you have. It's kind of one of those package deals that we have. My favorite way to describe this too is like if you're going to write something, because I feel like for me personally, if I need to type something out, like maybe an about section real quick, or I need to talk about my course that I know so well, like anything like that, it's if you cannot even write out like a simple summary or, you know, a 100-200 words worth of who I am very easily, then there's got to be some kind of blocks there, right? Like there's something there, because that should be so free flowing that we don't even have to think about it. So that's kind of what I'm talking about today, just knowing when you're in those spots where nothing is flowing the way we want it to. Now, I'm a little different. I know. I get it. You guys tell me that all the time and I just laugh because I'm like, Yeah, and I've been in this body for 40 years. So, but I like to think of things a little bit differently. And this topic in particular, because I am so into like this mind-body connection, for me, I see this as being an energetic block like 100% of the time. So let me explain what I mean by that. So your creativity flows throughout your entire body. It originates from certain areas, not just one area, but one of the areas it does need to kind of accumulate and grow and spread from is like your sacral area, the root chakra. And because of that, a lot of people who have blocks in that area tend to go through these creative block phases more often. And so, what may that look like, you wonder, right? Me too. What does that look like? Well, for instance, maybe you have a lot of low back pain. Maybe you are dealing with a lot of emotional kind of stress around not being supported. That tends to be something that hangs out in the low back or the hips. Any kind of deep trauma. Actually, I just had a thought of I had a client back in the day who was in a very serious car accident where they ended up with three bulging discs in their low back. So for some reason, it's coming up for me to mention car accidents too, falls where you fall on your butt, you fall on your hip, even people that break bones in those areas too. And then the other thing is that a lot of it is childhood trauma. So even, molestation or things where you didn't feel like you were in control of a situation, that tends to be that chakra, which is also, you guys, the root chakra would also be the energy flow of like the sexual energy. And so you can see how those could be related with maybe getting stuck and clogged up and that kind of thing. So all that to say, I don't know what you signed up for here today, but that's what you got. All this to say that there is absolutely a flow that needs to happen in your body in order for us to be able to connect creatively. So you're sitting at your desk, right? Let's make it kind of like how your workday is, whatever's going on. You need to write something up. You need to design something. You need to edit. Whatever's going on, you're sitting at your desk and you're not feeling that creative flow. So what do you do? Obviously, with the background on what's going on with this area, it's not like something we just, oh, well, all you have to do is heal it, right? I'm not here to give you those short and undescriptive answers, although essentially that is going to be part of it. But for an easy fix, for a today fix, for a, let's get this done and move on with life, I want to be able to create. I've got this project I've got to do, right? For those kind of moments, I would absolutely encourage you to get up and move. Okay, this is what I see happening. A lot of that energy flow is going to get more stagnant when you're sitting. And so if you're coming across this problem and you have been sitting and you still are sitting, the first thing is to get up and move. Okay. The second thing is to be able to ground yourself. And this is something that I will talk about until I die because I have literally always found a connection with being able to ground myself and thinking clearly. Always, if things feel muddled and I've got brain fog, I'm going to 100% feel better when I've got my feet in that grass or the sand. Now, I know that we're in March and some of you still have snow. I get it. I used to be in Alaska. We had snow till May. So I get it. It's not always possible. But let me tell you something that you may not notice, and that is it is totally possible for you to ground by just imagining that your feet are in the ground, are walking in some deep soil. Maybe your feet are in this nice fluffy grass instead of the grass we have in Florida. Maybe it's something that feels very nice on your feet. Maybe when it touches the very bottom of the grass, it feels cooler there. So you kind of get this, range of warmness to coolness. Okay, so you know what I just did there, right? I'm describing what it feels like so that it's easier for you to make that connection with your mind, that you can actually feel it with your feet. right? When we can do things like that, we're kind of tricking the mind. There's absolutely value in that, and it's going to help you with some of this work, okay? So just imagining that you're actually grounding yourself. You know, I love cold beach mornings with my feet in the sand. That's like my favorite thing. So I have an actual memory of one of the times I was at a girls' trip at the beach last year, I believe, and we had a cold front, and none of the other girls wanted to wake up at 5:30 a.m. to go walk on the beach. But that, my friends, is my thing. I'm going to be there. So I did that, and I was all by myself. And I remember that feeling of I was cold, but I was so grounded. And I'm like, oh, I could not stop smiling. I had so much peace and just joy and hope and just everything filling through my body from that experience that oftentimes now I will revert back to that memory to help me ground myself. Like maybe I'm just walking on the treadmill, but I'm imagining what that morning felt like for me. And I'm imagining my feet in the sand. And, you know, I guess I should say that it is important to go do these things sometimes if you can, but also if you can't, imagining it and getting a feel for that, it'll feed the soul for time to come. Like it's not just something that happens one time and that's it. You can continue to use that to help you to be able to ground yourself. So that's a really good tip. So we're getting up, we're moving, we're flowing, we're grounding. I love to have a little dance party, you guys. Get the blood and the energy flowing through the area. Shake your butt. Do what you got to do. Just going to be honest with you guys, that is what I love to do. So my biggest tip when you are feeling that creative blocks coming in, and maybe you have to get done a certain thing, or every time you sit down, maybe you end up in the same situation where you can't finish the project. So, you know, it's kind of like ongoing. Any of that, you can absolutely do this instead of taking a break, walking away, you know, going to meditate. Maybe you don't have time for that stuff. Maybe you need something now. You need a fix, right? Yeah, that's what I would do. I would move the body. I would move the hips especially. You can absolutely do some stretching. Maybe you don't want to dance. I do find that the shakeup of dancing, it just promotes that blood flow and that energy flow a lot faster. But you absolutely could do some hip openers in your yoga, or you can do even just some normal stretches. Any of that to get that moving will totally help you with your creative flow. So that's really the goal here, right? Now, that being said, you guys know how much I love to actually fix the problem and not just give you a Band-Aid. But for today, I think Band-Aids have a place. Dang it, they do, right? Because if you're that flustered, but you absolutely have to get something done for your own benefit as well as everyone around you, I do find that this is super helpful. So I hope you guys are encouraged with that. I hope you try it. Here's a really, really big tip for you too. Try it sometime today or tomorrow, because then it's fresh in your mind. Otherwise, you're just going to forget about this and you're not going to be able to get that experience where you try it and the result is something good. You're not going to have that. You're not going to remember it, right? Like that's not how we start habits. We start habits by trying it soon, right? And just keep trying it. And I wanted to also say that if you guys are interested in a masterclass, I'm calling it Reignite Your Creative Passion, where we're going to go over some of these creativity-based things, and I'm going to add it into this class. I know you guys are going to love it because it's going to be absolutely insane, and it's something that every artist on any level needs. So make sure you're on the email list by clicking in the show notes, and I will be having that sometime early April. I cannot wait. It's going to be amazing. I've actually had it on my to-do list for 6 months, so it's ready. I'm ready to do it, and I'm happy to do it for you guys as an added bonus because you're my listeners and I love you. All right, guys, have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again on Friday. Make sure you keep those hips moving. All right, bye. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about,
please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.